何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说：我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：摩西，摩西。他说：我在这里。神说：不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说：我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说：我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的核制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、黑人、阿摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。
That's right. Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, we have already asked that you might speak to us here this afternoon.
父神，我们已经是祈求你今天下午向我们说话。
And we believe you would respond to our prayer.
我们又相信你会答应我们的祈求。
Let this miracle be here today that we do not see man.
愿这个神迹在这一处来到发生，就是我们今天见不到人。
Or hear man.
或者听见人的声音。
But we do hear your voice.
我们只是听见你的声音。
And we listen to what you say.
并且我们要听你要向我们所说的话。
For thereby surely we may be blessed.
因着这样的缘故，我们定必得到福分。
We may be established in our Christian experience.
我们定必在我们基督徒的经历上面得到造就。
And we may be faithful witnesses to you.
并且我们能够成为你忠心的见证人。
This is your desire, this is our desire as well.
这个是你的盼望，这个也是我们的渴慕。
So be it, Lord, here this afternoon.
愿主今天就成就这件事在我们当中。
For your name's sake.
为了你名的缘故。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
我们会看《申命记》。
Chapter 4.
申命记第四章。
Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 4.
申命记第四章。
And in verse 23 and 24.
申命记第四章23、24节。
So watch yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire,And a jealous God.
你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你们神与你们所立的约，为自己雕刻偶像，就是耶和华你神所禁止你作的偶像。因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是忌邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火。是忌邪的神。
We don't like that, do we?
我们不是很喜欢听这样的话，是不是呢？
Perhaps we don't hear many speak about that either.
或者我们都听不到有很多的讲员是讲这些这样的
事。But listen.
但我们要听。
For the Lord, your God, is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是忌邪的神。
Well, you may say, what does that mean?
你或者会想，究竟这个是什么意思呢？
It means what it says.
它的意思就是这里所讲的
了。I believe that's a very important approach to the Word of God whenever we read it.
我相信每当我们读神的话语的时候，我们要有一个很准确的态度去面对神的话。
Because very often there are things said which are difficult to understand.
因为很多时候呢，有些话好像是很难的去明白。
So, what does that mean?
我们说，究竟什么意思呢？
It means what it says.
很多时候的意思就是这里正正所讲的。
And if we wish, God will enable us to understand what it means.
如果我们愿意明白，神必定会让我们能够明白究竟是什么意思。
Here is this striking remark.
这里是一个很惊人的一个的讲述。
Here's this definition of our God.
这里是给过我们的神来到一个的定义。
God wants to be known as He is.
神要按照祂所示的叫我们这样去认识祂。
So many even believers are worshipping an unknown God.
有很多所谓信了主的人都是来到敬拜一位祂们所不认识的神。
Now that's a serious thing to say, I know.
这是一个很严重的讲法，我知道是很严重的。
But I think it's evident in the way we behave or respond to God. We don't know Him.
但是很明显的，在我们的生活，在我们的行为的表现上面，我们好像是一班不认识神的人。
Well, here's an opportunity for us to know Him.
如今有一个机会，我们能够来到认识祂。
By what Moses says.
透过摩西所讲的话。
For the Lord, your God,is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
耶和华耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是忌邪的神。
Fire, fire, why fire?
点解话火呢？火呢
？Fire attracts attention, doesn't it?
火实在系叫我哋受到注意嘅，系咪咧
？Oh, fire, fire, fire!
啊，我哋话嗰度有火，有火，有火。
That's what fire does anyway.
火就系咁样噶啦。
It attracts attention.
叫我们的注意力放在他身上。
That's what it did for Moses when he was in the wilderness.
当摩西在旷野的时候，他也是这样受到吸引。
He saw the bush on fire.
他见到有个荆棘是着了火。
And so it got his attention.
那他的注意力就放在那里了。
That's what God wants.
神就是要我们这样。
That's why he speaks to us like this.
所以神就是这样来到向我们说话。
He wants our attention.
他要我们的注意力放在他的身上。
We can come sort of neglectfully to a meeting.
我们可以好像很轻忽的去到一个聚会里面。
We can come home. Oh, we'll hear what he says.
我们或者哦好啦，我们听下究竟他讲紧啲乜嘢。
But it's not just hearing what he said.
但是不是单单来到听他讲紧乜嘢。
It's giving attention.
那是将注意力俾过他。
Now attention, you know, in the army means you stand upright. You bring your feet together.
注意力如果在军队里面就要站得很直的。
You're ready for the next command.
你要随时预备有另一个命令颁布下来的。
When you've been standing at ease,
但是如果你这样好闲游地站在这里的时候呢
,and the sergeant says, attention!
当沙主一说 attention, 你这就要立刻的站直了。
God wants our attention.
神要我们将注意力放在他身上。
I believe that's why he represents or presents himself as fire.
所以神就将他自己好像火这样来到向我们来到述说他自己。
Now, what is fire?
火是什么
Well, it's attractive.
火是吸引我们的注意力的。
But it can be destructive.
但是他也能够毁灭我们。
It can be very profitable.
也可以叫我们很得到益处。
God likens himself to fire.
神将他比喻到自己好像火一样。
Because he wants our attention.
因为他要我们留心他。
And he wants us to learn what is represented by this word.
他也要我们学习，要我们认识究竟这个字是代表什么。
Fire does one of two things.
火有一两样东西是做到的。
First,
第一样,
it destroys.
就是毁灭。
Second,
第二,
it appropriates.It takes hold of, takes possession of.
它就是能够是去占据，能够拿住一些东西。
We shall see that as we go along.
我们一路看下去就会知道。
But it destroys, doesn't it?
火是能够毁灭的，是不是？
We see that by the ashes that are left afterwards.
我们看见所剩下来的灰烬，我们就知道火的毁灭性了。
See, the ashes have a message for us.
其实那些灰烬呢对于我们来讲都是给我们有个讯息的。
And in the book of Exodus and Leviticus, the Lord calls attention to the ashes of the offerings.
在出埃及记和利未记里面神都是要我们留意到 在祭坛上面所烧剩下来的灰烬。
There are different offerings referred to in the first chapters of Leviticus.
在利未记头嗰几章里面有好多嘅祭。
There are five offerings referred to by the first five chapters.
头嗰五章系讲到五个祭。
There's the burnt offering.
燔祭。
There's the meal offering.
素祭。
There's the peace offering.
平安祭。
There's the sin offering.
赎罪祭。
And there's the trespass offering.
赎愆祭。
Now three are sweet to God.
三个祭系好对神嚟讲好甜嘅。
The burnt offering.
燔祭
the meal offering,
素祭
and the peace offering,
同埋平安祭
these are referred to as a sweet savor to God.
呢啲对于神嚟讲都系馨香嘅火祭
and the other two are sin sacrifices.
另外嗰两个祭咧就系因着罪而献上嘅
they are not referred to as sweet.
呢啲唔系讲到系好馨香或者好甘甜啊
but they are referred to as holy.
但是它是一个圣洁的祭。
And so, we're thinking about fire.
所以我们如今思想到火。
Because it's upon the altar where there is the fire that the offerings are placed.
因为在祭坛上面有火以致这些祭物能够献上。
And we learn what happens to those sacrifices or offerings.
我们都看见那些祭物被献上之后是怎样。
There is destruction.Fire does destroy.
那里有毁灭，那里能够将那些祭物完全的来到烧晒。
Fire is a symbol of judgment.
火乃是代表审判。
See in the book of Leviticus,
我们看下利未记那里。
Chapter 10,
利未记第十章。
The book of Leviticus, chapter 10,
利未记第十章。
Verse 1,
第一节
Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans, and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded.
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在耶和华面前献上燔火。是话没有吩咐他们的。
And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord.
就有火从耶和华面前出来，把他们消灭，他们就死在耶和华面前。
That's terrible, isn't it?
这个是很可怕的，是不是呢
？Fire destroying.
火能够毁灭。
They are dying in the presence of God by fire.
他们是被火消灭死在神的面前。
Now some will say, oh, that's Old Testament.
有些人说、哎、这些是旧约的事情了。
God of the New Testament is different.
神在新约的里面是不同的。
Not at all.
完全不是。
He's just the same.
神是一直都是一样的。
In Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书
chapter 12,
十一章同埋十二章嗰度
，We read this，
我哋读到
，Therefore since we received of verse 28, Hebrews chapter 12，
希伯来书十二章
，verse 28 and 29，
二十八、二十九节
，Therefore since we received a kingdom which cannot be shaken， let us show gratitude。By which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
希伯来书十二章二十八节，所以我们记得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏神的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
The Old Testament and the New Testament agree in this regarding God.
旧约同埋新约喺呢一方面都系咁样，同样讲到神系烈火。
He is a consuming fire.
神系烈火。
Now, in this verse which we are using in Deuteronomy chapter 4,
喺我哋刚才《申命记》第四章所用嘅经文嘅里边
，It's good to notice the circumstances in which this statement is made.
我们要留意到当时那个情况为什么讲出这样的经文呢？
Verse 23节
那里。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 23.
申命记第四章二十三节。
So watch yourselves lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God which he made with you and make for yourself a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you.
申命记第四章二十三节，你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你们神与你们所立的约，为自己雕刻偶像，就是耶和华你神所禁止你作的偶像。
It's in that connection,
就在这样的内容的里面，
that God has introduced to us in these terms.
神就这样来到介绍他自己给我们。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Now, he manifested himself in that way in a number of occasions.
他是这样来到显现他自己呢，已经有几次和在不同的情形的里面。
We have seen one there in Leviticus chapter 10.
我们刚才在利未记第十章见到一次了。
And we shall see another in 1 Kings chapter 18.
我们在这个列王记上十八章呢，亦都会见到另外一次。列王记上十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
Elijah summons the people together on Mount Carmel.
以利亚是将所有的人聚集到加密山那里。
They had turned grievously away from the Lord.
当时以色列人他们是远离神。
They had accepted alternatives.
他们是接受其他的东西来代替神。
That's what idolatry is.
偶像的意思就是这样。
Accepting alternatives.
接受神以外的东西。
And what abominable alternatives Israel repeatedly turned to.
以色列是一直的是倾向一些很令人呕心的偶像。
What terrible alternatives Hindus turned to in worshipping idols.
而那些印度教徒他们又是来到接受一些神以外的东西，接受一些何等可怕的偶像。
What is an idol?
偶像是什么呢？
Why is it an idol?
为什么叫做偶像？
Because it has eyes that do not see.
因为他们有眼但是看不见。
Ears that do not hear.
偶像有耳仔但是听不到。
Mouth that does not speak.
有口但是讲不出嘢。
And all the rest that belongs to a dead image.
其他的就只不过是一个死了的像。
Israel at this time and repeatedly in the history of the Old Testament turned away to these abominable alternatives, idols.
以色列人在当时和在旧约的历史的过程里面一直的是离开神，转向那些非常令人呕心的偶像。
Now Elijah gathers the nation together.
以利亚当时他就聚集整个的民族去到一起。
And he challenges them.
他向以色列人挑战。
See what we read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 18, 1 Kings chapter 18.
我们在列王记上十八章这里读到了。
Verse 17.
十七节。
And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, Is it you, you troubler of Israel?
十七节。阿哈见了以利亚便说，使以色列遭灾的就是你么？
And he said, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, you have followed the Baals.
以利亚说，使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴力。
Now then, send and gather to me it is all Israel at Mount Carmel, together with 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table.
现在你当差遣人召聚以色列众人和侍奉巴力的那450个先知，并耶洗别所奉养侍奉阿舍拉的那400个先知， 使他们都上加密山去见我。
King Ahab did that.
阿哈就跟住系咁做啦。
In verse 20,
20节。
And now verse 21,
21节。
Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And let the people did not answer him a word.
21节，以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴力是神，就当顺从巴力。众民一言不答。
Was it a guilty silence when they were silent there to Elijah's words?
当以利亚说完话之后，佢哋一言不答。呢班嘅众民，佢哋系咪里边系感觉到好唔对咧？
Now please read verse
22-23. 22-23节。verse 24节。24节。22节，以利亚对众民说：作耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴力的先知却有450个人，当给我们两只牛犊。巴力的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子，放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊，放在柴上，也不点火。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火显现的神就是神。众民回答说：这话甚好。
Verse 24. Then you call on the name of your God.And I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answers by fire. He is God.
24节，你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火显现的神就是神。
And the people answered and said, "That's a good idea."
众民回答说，这话甚好。
It's good to get the people on your side, isn't it?
能够叫呢啲嘅众民企喺你嗰边，咁系几好嘅。
Especially when there are so many and you are just one.
特别系当嗰度有咁多人，你只系单单一个人。
But by this question or challenge, Elijah gets the people on his side.
以利亚透过呢个咁嘅说话同埋挑战，将众民都企埋喺佢嗰边啦。
Of course, Baal was supposed to be a god of fire.
当然巴力呢都是一个是火神来的。
So, Elijah is challenging them with their own symbolism.
所以以利亚当时是向他们所信的偶像那种的意思来挑战的。
So, Elijah said to the prophets of Baal,
以利亚就向拜巴力的先知这么说了。
We'll read on from verse 25.
我们从25节继续读下去。
To verse 29, you please.
读到二十九节，二十五节，以利亚对巴力的先知说：你们既是人多，当先挑选一只牛犊，预备好了，就求告你们神的名，却不要点火。他们将所得的牛犊预备好了，从早晨到午间，求告巴力的名，说：巴力啊，求你应允我们，却没有声音，没有应允的。他们在所筑的坛。四围拥条，到了正午，以利亚嬉笑他们说：大声求告吧，因为他是神。他或默想，或走到一边，或行路，或睡觉。你们当叫醒他。他们大声求告，按着他们的规矩，用刀枪自割、自刺，直到身体流血。从午后直到献晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫。却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。
Elijah so sure of himself, or so sure of his God.
以利亚对佢嘅神，或者对佢自己都系好有信心。
That he kind of teases or mocks these people.
佢就好似喺呢度咧嚟到嗤笑呢班拜偶像嘅人。
It's a daring thing to do when there are so many and he's only one.
这个实在是一件非常勇敢的事，因为当时他只有一个人，旁边有成几好多的人。
Call out loud!
他说你们大声呼叫吧。
For he's a god.
他是神来的。
Either he's occupied or gone aside, gone to the toilet.
或者咧佢而家喺度默想，或者咧佢而家喺度去紧厕所。
On a journey，
佢而家行紧嗰条路。
Well, they danced and shouted and screamed and cut themselves。
咁嗰班拜偶像嘅人咧就跳舞啊，狂呼乱叫啊，用嘢吉自己啊。
But no fire。
但系冇火降落嚟。
And then Elijah says, "Now come near and see. There's no cheating in this matter."
以利亚就话啊，你哋行埋啲睇下啦，冇呃你哋噶。
Because while they were shouting and dancing all around in their frantic urgency,
因为当佢哋喺度跳舞啊，大声大叫嘅时候啊
，Elijah is keeping a watch, so they're not going to put in a spark to light the fire.
以利亚咧就留心佢哋啊，唔好等佢哋做咗手脚啊，放啲嘢咧嚟到点着嗰啲柴。
So now what happens？
咁如今咩情形咧
？He arranged the wood. We won't read all the verses.
我哋唔会读晒咁多节嘅经文。
Verse 36。
三十六节。
Then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet.Came near and said, "O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word."
三十六节，到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚近前来说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神。耶和华，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。
37节。Answer me, O Lord, answer me that this people may know that thou art, O Lord, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again.
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你是耶和华。你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
Then the fire of God fell.
于是咧，神就降火落嚟。
And when the people saw it,
当啲人见到嘅时候咧
，they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
佢哋就俯伏喺地，佢哋话耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
He had revealed Himself.As fire, in fire.
神在火里面来到向他们显出他自己。
Now don't be afraid of fire.
我们不要怕火。
If it's the fire of God, don't be afraid of fire.
如果那些火 是神来的，我们不需要怕。
Here he is coming as fire in order to correct his people.
他好像在火中来到显现，是为着要来到叫佢嘅子民嘅心系被校准。
To save them from counterfeits or alternatives which were shameful，
救佢哋脱离一切嗰啲代替神嘅嗰啲可憎恶嘅嗰啲好可讨厌嘅事。
Do you know what our Lord, what John the Baptist said about our Lord？
我哋知唔知道施洗约翰点样讲到我哋嘅主耶稣咧
？In Matthew chapter 3，
马太福音第三章。
In Matthew chapter 3。
马太福音第三章
and verse 11,
十一节
Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11,
马太福音第三章十一节
These are the words of John the Baptist.
这些话是施洗约翰所讲的
Let me find it. As for me, John the Baptist says,As for me, I baptize you in water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not even fit even to remove his sandals. He himself will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
施洗约翰咁讲，我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但在那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Now notice the two things go together.
我哋留意呢两样嘢系一齐嘅。
The Holy Spirit and fire.
圣灵同埋火。
Why did the disciples after Jesus went to heaven wait?
点解嗰啲嘅使徒喺主耶稣升到天上之后，佢哋喺度等候咧？
He told them to wait.
因为主耶稣话俾佢听，你哋要等候。
Wait what for?
等候乜嘢啊？
The coming of the Holy Spirit.
就是等候圣灵的降临。
And so, on the day of Pentecost, they had been waiting.
所以在五旬节那天，他们就一直在等候了。
And what do we read in Acts chapter 2?
那在使徒行传第二章，我们读到什么呢？
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them.
使徒行传第二章第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所做的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们各人头上。
Here is the Holy Spirit coming as fire.
在这处圣灵降临就好像火一样。
They had waited according to the Lord's word.
他们按着主的吩咐，他们在那处等候。
And his promise was fulfilled.
主耶稣的应许就成就了。
So we must remember the Holy Spirit as well as the person of God is spoken of and displayed as fire.
所以我们要记得圣灵是神的一位，并且他好像火一样地降临。
Now some people are afraid of the Holy Spirit.
有些人咧好怕讲圣灵嘅。
Don't be afraid.
唔需要惧怕。
We, some years ago in Sidmouth, we had a convention related to Keswick, the Keswick Convention.
啊，好多年前咧喺 Sidmouth 嗰度咧，我哋有一次嘅灵会系同啊呢、这个 Keswick 嘅灵会系有关系嘅。
And the speaker was a member of the Keswick Council.
而讲员咧系啊。是 Keswick 那个的灵会的负责人其中一个来的。
And he preached for two or three nights.
那么他在两三晚当中来到跟大家讲信息。
As was the custom, sin, faith, and so on.
讲到罪啊讲到信心啊等等。
Then he said on Wednesday night,
跟着在星期三晚呢
Tomorrow, I'm going to speak about the Holy Spirit.
星期三晚上他就说啊天日我将要跟大家讲到圣灵。
But don't be afraid.
但大家唔好怕喎。
Ooh, people are afraid of the Holy Spirit.
啲人點解要怕聖靈呢？
Well, yes they are.
冇錯，人係怕。
Have you not had moments when you have been afraid to say, Oh, Spirit of God, fall upon me?
當我哋好多時候講到，哦，神嘅靈啊，求你降臨喺我身上，我哋係咪有點怕呢？
Because he is likened to fire. He's represented by fire here.
因为在这一处他好像火这样来到降下。
But it's with good will he comes.
但是圣灵是带着好意这样来到我们当中。
What was it that attracted Moses about that burning bush?
在那个被烧着的荆棘的里面摩西之所以被吸引是因为什么缘故呢？
He said he turned aside to see.
摩西他是转眼的这样去看。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not just the fire attracted him,
不单单是火来到吸引住他。
But the fact that the bush was not consumed by the fire.
但是那些荆棘虽然有火但是却没有烧着，这件事吸引住摩西。
What does it say in our text?
在我们的经文里面怎么说呢？
Thy God is a consuming fire.
我们的神是烈火。
But that bush wasn't consumed.
但是那些荆棘竟然没有被烧毁。
What did Moses say about it?
摩西怎么说？
In Deuteronomy,
申命记
chapter 33,
33章
Deuteronomy chapter 33,
申命记33章
See what it says in verse 16.
我们看一看16节那里怎么说。
It's really speaking about the blessing that was given to Joseph.
呢度乃系讲到咧，俾个约瑟嘅祝福。
And in verse 16 it says,
生命记33章16节。
This is some of the blessing. With the best things of the ancient mountains and with the choice things of the everlasting hills.
这里讲到一些的祝福，讲到呢得上古之山的至宝啊，永世之岭的宝物。
Verse 16, with the choice things of the earth and its fullness and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush.
16节跟着就说得地和其中所充满的宝物，并住荆棘中上主的喜悦。
Let it come upon the head of Joseph.
愿这些福都归到约瑟的头上。
Oh, that's a good promise to Joseph, isn't it?
这个对约瑟来讲是一个非常宝贵的应许。
The good will of him that dwelt in the bush.
是上主的喜悦，那位住在荆棘中的。
That's why the bush was not consumed.
这个就是为什么荆棘没有被烧毁那个的原因。
That's why the bush becomes such a message to us.
这个就是为什么荆棘能够成为我们一个这么大的信息的原因。
Because the Spirit or God dwelling therein as fire was doing so with good will.
因为这位神的灵或者神住在荆棘里面的这一位，那是带着好意这样住在里面的。
You see, I have said already, I think,
我已经讲过了,
that fire does one of two things.
火是做两样东西
的。One, it destroys, it's a symbol or it's an action of judgment.
第一，火是代表审判，它能够销毁。
But two, it's an illustration of appropriation.
但是第二样，火是代表着占有。
What happened on the day of Pentecost?
在五旬节那天发生什么事呢？
That bush of disciples, unlikely material for the Lord.
那些的这些使徒就好像荆棘一样，是好像用不着的一些材料。
Was possessed by the fire.
竟然被火来到占有占据住了。
Possessed by the Holy Spirit of God.
被神的灵来到占据住了。
Now why is it that people are a little bit sensitive about the Holy Spirit?
为什么人对圣灵这个题目这么敏感呢？
They're afraid of the gifts of the Spirit.
因为他们怕圣灵所给过人的恩赐。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why? Because they have been counterfeited.
因为那里是有假冒的东西。
And that which is declared to be Pentecost, Pentecost, Pentecost.
有很多人说五旬节，五旬节，五旬节。
It's not necessarily Pentecost.
根本都不是实际那个的五旬节。
It's the strange fire instead of the real.
那些火是很奇怪的火，不是真的火。
People are afraid of tongues.
很多人都怕讲到方言的问题。
Well, it can be the strange fire.
没错，那些方言很可能是那些假冒的，那些的奇异的火。
But it can be the divine fire which we need if we're going to be faithful and effective witnesses for him.
但亦都是可以是真的火，是神圣的火。如果我们要来到服侍主的时候，我们是需要有这样的恩赐的。
We're so flat, aren't we?
我们好像很撇一样。
We're so nebulous. We don't count. We don't stick out. We're afraid of it.
我们好像很惧怕，我们不敢向前。
Oh, that the Spirit of God had hold of you and I, as he did those disciples at Pentecost.
神的灵是要占据你和我，好像他当时在五旬节的时候占据着这一班的使徒一样。
That consuming fire was not destructive.
那个的烈火却不是一个毁灭的火。
What did that bush become?
那个荆棘成为了什么呢？
Became God's messenger.
荆棘成为神的发言人。
Because when God invited Moses to stand on that holy ground and listen and see,
因为当神邀请摩西企喺嗰个圣地，咁样嚟到听嚟到睇嘅时候，
What was the explanation?
解释系乜嘢咧？
That fire coming down.
就系嗰个火临到。
I have come down.
神话我嚟到呢一处。
I have come down to deliver.
我下嚟系要拯救佢哋。
That's the goodwill with which he dwelt in that bush which was not consumed.
呢个就系神嘅好意，佢虽然系喺个荆棘里边，但系荆棘佢冇被烧着。
What unlikely instruments for God you and I are！
你同埋我喺神嘅面前，其实系何等唔适合嘅一个嘅器皿。
It's not by flesh，
唔系系靠我哋嘅肉体。
Not by strength，
唔系靠我哋嘅能力。
But by my spirit， saith the Lord，
乃系靠神嘅灵方能成事。
When are you and I going to speak effectively for the Lord？
我哋点样能够好有效嘅为神嚟到说话呢
？When are you and I going to count for God in this crooked and wicked generation？
喺呢个弯曲拨谬嘅世代嘅里边，我哋点样能够为主嚟到作见证呢
？When is the Lord going to find delight in us？When is the Lord going to find delight or satisfaction in us？
神几时先至能够喺我哋嘅当中揾到满足呢？
Only when the Holy Spirit of God is in full possession.
只有当神嘅圣灵能够完全嘅占有我哋。
And when it is not by might, nor by me, or by power, but by the Spirit.
不是依靠才能，不是依靠势力，乃是依靠神嘅灵，方能成事。
This is what I long for.
呢个系我所盼望嘅。
Oh Spirit of God, I'm not afraid of you.
神嘅圣灵啊，我唔惧怕你。
I want you to take me.Consume me.
我要你嚟到拥有我，嚟到占据我。
That won't mean destruction.
嗰个唔代表系毁灭。
It will be usefulness, effectiveness, as that bush was in speaking to Moses on behalf of Israel.
嗰个反而系成为有效嘅、有用嘅，就好似嗰个荆棘能够咁样嚟到释放神嘅信息。
Of course, we must be aware there is strange fire.
当然我哋要好留，要好小心，因为有好多。假的火或者奇异的火。
In Madras, years ago now,
在很多年前
we had a dear sister, a real believer, a Telugu sister.
有一位是真的信了主的姊妹。
And whenever she took part in worship or prayer,
她是在这里敬拜神在这里祷告的时候呢
she increased her speed.
她越来就越快了。
Gradually increased her speed and then went into a tongue.
慢慢地越来越讲得快渐渐他就讲出方言出来了。
And some of the believers who were a bit immature at that time,
在当中呢有些信徒当时是不是很成熟的。
Oh, this is the Holy Spirit.
啊他们说啊是当然是圣灵降临了。
Well, it proved to be not so.
其后呢证明了根本都不是。
It proved to be that she was demon possessed.
那是证明了这位姊妹是被鬼来到附上。
And we were on our knees, two or three of us, for about an hour, delivering her.
我哋就两三个人一同嘅跪低，差唔多有成一小时嘅时候，我哋祈求神嚟到拯救佢。
And the demon spoke to us.
只鬼又同我哋讲说话。
We are too many, you can't cast us out.
佢话我哋有好多人啦，好多鬼啊，你赶唔到我哋噶。
And then when we persevered in prayer,
但系我哋继续坚持嚟到祷告。
The demon spoke again.
只鬼又再讲嘢啦。
I will go out into her neighbor.
佢话我要咧从呢个女人嘅身上走向另外一个嘅人嘅身上。
No, you won't. You will come out and go to your own place.
我哋话你唔可以咁样，你要出嚟，并且要翻去你自己嘅地方。
We command you in the name of the Lord.
我哋系奉主耶稣基督嘅名咁样嚟到吩咐你。
And after more screaming and banging,
跟住有好多尖叫啊，好多嘅喧嚷。
She went quiet.
这位姊妹渐渐就安静下来了。
And I thought, well, perhaps the demon was gone.
我们就想啊可能这鬼都出来了。
But perhaps he's still there.
但是他是还在住。
So in the name of the Lord, we said, Lord, for your name's sake, register your authority here, so that we're not deceived.
所以我们求主，我们说主啊，为着你的名的缘故，求你在当中显出你的名的大能，以致呢我哋喺呢一处唔受到欺骗。
And the demon in her began action again, banging and shouting.
咁喺佢身上嘅鬼咧，又再次嚟到喐动啦，有好多嘅声音啊，好多嘅震动。
She was possessed.
佢实在系被鬼附嘅。
Of course, some people say believers, they can't be possessed, can they?
当然有啲人话信咗主嘅人点可能被鬼附啊
？Yes, they can.
冇错，信咗主嘅人都可能被鬼附嘅。
Why？
点解咧
？Because there's a difference between soul and spirit。
因为喺魂同埋灵之间有个嘅分别。
God dwells in the spirit。
神住喺灵嘅里边。
But demons dwell in the soul。
但系鬼系住喺魂嘅里边。
And that's why things happen unusually with those that are possessed by demons。
所以咧，被鬼附嘅人咧，往往就系有咁嘅情形发生啦。
She was delivered, praise the Lord.
结果最后呢个姊妹都系被拯救过嚟，被释放过嚟啦。我哋感谢神。
And she bore a good testimony. Will.
但喺嗰个荆棘嘅里边，圣灵系带住好意咁样喺当中嘅。
I am come down to deliver.
神话我下来系为要拯救佢哋。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Only pray, Lord, for your namesake, for your glory, for the advance of your work, oh priest, have me in your possession.
我只能够咁样祷告神啊，为着你名嘅缘故，为着你福音嘅缘故，求你嚟到占据我哋。
I've been reading about China.
我最近都读到一啲关于中国嘅事情。
Not because I knew I was coming here.
唔系因为咧，我知道我要嚟到大家当中。
But I read the book, the Heavenly Man.
我就读到呢、这个天人呢个嘅本书
，That Brother Yung，
嗰个弟兄叫做
Yung， And I've read the subsequent book，
跟住咧我又读咗另外一本书
，About a great host of Chinese brothers and sisters who are now going out from the land to go through these high places。Of Hinduism, Islam, and Buddhism.
讲到咧，有好多弟兄从中国嚟嘅弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋点样进到去印度教啊、回教啊，同埋呢个佛教嘅嗰啲嘅信徒嘅当中。
They're going out in order to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel.
佢哋去到佢哋当中，为咗要将福音传过俾佢哋。
Because in the house churches of China.There has been such a spiritual surge of life.
因为在中国大陆的教会当中有一个好像很灵里面的奋兴。
And the Spirit of God has had possession with goodwill of those dear brothers and sisters.
神的灵就好像占据着带着一些的好意来占据着这班弟兄姊妹。
And now thousands of them are on their way through Asia from China.To Jerusalem.
如今咧，有成好多人咧，系喺大陆去到亚洲，然后经过亚洲去到耶路撒冷。
They haven't taken any return tickets.
佢哋买机票并系净系买单程嘅机票。
They're not anticipating to come back to China.
佢哋好似冇预备要翻去中国大陆一样。
They may die before they reach their destination.
或者佢哋去到呢啲国家嘅途中，可能都。
But they're on their way to complete and fulfill the commission which Jesus gave to his disciples. Go into all the nations and preach the gospel.
但系佢哋咁样出发，乃系要嚟到完成主耶稣喺佢哋身上嘅使命，就系你们要去，使万民作我嘅门徒。
And that history has inspired me.
呢个历史实在俾我有好大嘅。鼓励。
I couldn't read that book about the heavenly man, how he suffered for Jesus.
我好似读到嗰本天人嗰本书嘅时候咧，好似读唔落去，因为嗰位弟兄为主受苦得好厉害。
The imprisonments and beatings.
受监禁又被鞭打。
Until ultimately he escaped.
最后佢系逃咗出嚟。
Or about those that are following afterwards, going now out of China through.The countries to Jerusalem.
同埋如今有好多从大陆出嚟，佢哋经过亚洲，又去到耶路撒冷。
It challenged my heart.
读到呢啲嘅时候，实在叫我嘅心好受到挑战。
I bring it to you this afternoon.
呢个下昼我都带俾大家呢个挑战。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我哋嘅神系烈火。
Not to destroy.
佢唔系要毁灭我哋。
He may judge with fire those that are.Offering strange fire.
佢或者要审判嗰啲假嘅火。
But he wants absolute possession of you and I.
但系对于你同埋我，佢乃系要完全嘅占据我哋。
We may be unlikely messengers.
或者我哋都系唔合用嘅器皿。
We may not look like appropriate material。
或者我哋都系唔系好适用嘅材料。
But it was only a bush that Moses saw, but it was God's means of speaking。
但系摩西只不过系见到一啲嘅荆棘，但系呢啲嘅荆棘却成为神所说话嘅工具。
And speaking with goodwill to the nation。
并且神能够系带着好意咁向整个以色列民族说话。
Oh, that we might give ourselves fully to Him。
愿我哋都能够将我哋完全嘅交过俾主。
I refer to those five sacrifices in Leviticus。
我再次讲到利未记嗰五个嘅祭。
And of course, on the altar, all the sacrifices were burned。
当然喺祭坛嗰上面，所有嘅祭物、所有嘅祭都被焚烧啦。
And the evidence was ashes。
最后嗰个嘅证明就系嗰啲嘅祭物变为灰烬。
But I think there's a difference between the ashes of the sin offering and the ashes of the burnt offering。
但系我觉得喺燔祭嗰啲嘅灰烬，同埋喺赎罪祭嗰啲嘅灰烬系有唔同嘅。
Ashes of the sin offering tells us about God's judgment on the wicked。
赎罪祭嗰啲嘅灰烬话俾我哋听，神喺嗰啲恶人身上嗰嗰种嘅审判。
But the ashes of the burnt offering speak of God appropriating the offering of the godly, the devout, the true.
但是燔祭的灰烬，却是讲出神怎样完全的占有那些是真正属神的，那些是真正献上给神的，那些真正爱神的。
If we could think of the end of our life being ashes,
如果我们能够想到我们去到人生嘅尽头，好似变为灰烬一样。
What would be the message of the ashes？
咁呢啲嘅灰烬话俾我哋听乜嘢呢
？Would it be His pleasure? He's taken me. It's His pleasure to take me and use me for Him。
会唔会就系话神系喜悦嘅，要嚟到得着我，嚟到拥有我，嚟到使用我咧
？Let it not be judgment. My end is judgment。
我哋盼望我哋嘅尽头唔系审判。
It's the fire of God burning because I've offered strange fire。
我哋唔好因着我哋献上一啲嘅燔火，导致神系嚟到审判我哋。
Amen。
阿门。